Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your bank business, whether you've got an established business or you're trying to create or capture new markets, as Stephen Wonker's book describes. That's the title of his book, Capturing New Markets, How Do Smart Companies Create Opportunities Others Don't. Stephen is our new friend. And Stephen, tell us how we can find your book and you online too, please.
Sure thing. The website is capturingnewmarkets.com.
All right.
And there I've got a bunch of reviews and links to pages on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the other major book-selling sites.
Right. All right. So stand by. I mean, folks, check that out when you get a chance. Hey, Stephen, one of the things I wanted to ask you is if you think that the current marketplace, so the new normal that we have, is it even more fertile for sectoring new opportunities, new niches, new markets? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's particularly the case for entrepreneurs, and there's two reasons or three reasons for that. So first of all, there's a lot more need out there, and the need exists because both life circumstances have diverged for a lot of people. You know, you're not talking to the average consumer anymore, but there's a tremendous diversity of consumers that are out there, whether they're businesses or individuals. And then also new technologies create new needs on top of them, right? So who knew we needed iPhone apps before we had an iPhone? But it turns out that we do. Now, the other good things for entrepreneurs are that big companies have gotten spooked by the Great Recession, and they're sitting on a lot of cash. The S&P 500 has $1 trillion in cash on its books.
Wow.
That is afraid to spend. So that creates a lot of opportunity, particularly as we come out of the recession, for people to invest productively. And then the other thing is that it's just a lot less expensive to start up a business now than it used to be. I was shocked setting up my consulting firm. Last time I set up a company was about 10 years ago. And it's just so much easier with resources that are online. You can get stuff done much more quickly and cheaply than it used to be.
Another thing, though, Stephen, is you can go all the way back to Adam Smith, and even before him, he wasn't the first person. He just really put the best words to the concept of division of labor. If you think about it, what we're doing when we continue to create these new markets, these new niches, is we're continuing to fine tune the concept of division of labor. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. Big companies oftentimes will want to be doing all the labor themselves, but even for them, they are increasingly thinking about partnerships. There's a scholar at University of California, Berkeley, named Henry Chesbrough, who wrote a book called Open Innovation, which has become very popular amongst big companies. And it's all about how companies need to open up their labs and look at what developments are going on outside of there and plug things in.
Right.
So they are happy to partner. It has not changed that small businesses are faster moving than big ones. That has been true for the past 100 years, and it will continue to be true.
That's exactly right. Well, the reason I'm saying this is big companies have, for the last 20 years, big companies have been laying off employees and hiring contractors. They've been getting their work for their payroll smaller because they didn't think that they had to mow their own yards. They didn't have to paint their own walls. They could hire somebody to do that. And every time a business does that, every time any business, but especially the large ones, focus on their core competencies and outsource the other stuff, that creates new market opportunities, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it also creates opportunities eventually to start moving up the chain. So you look at a company called Asusatech out of Taiwan. They started doing assembly of computers for some of the big PC manufacturers, and they said, well, let's assemble your motherboard, too. And while we're at it, we'll design your motherboard.
Right.
And eventually, the computer manufacturers just had a brand name, and Asusatech was doing all the work. So you can hollow out a company by taking more and more of the activities they don't find easy to do.
One of the things in your book you talk about that I think is important to talk to say is that it's different. Operating an existing model, business model, is not the same as capturing a new market. In other words, talk to us about that. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, so there's a lot of rules about business strategy that are, you know, out there in the business press or in business schools that are just not true in new markets. I've discovered this firsthand. I was a consultant back in 1997, and I was asked to evaluate the potential of the Internet. Well, we had no idea. We still don't know.
Right.
So all of the trend lines that you can draw were meaningless. So, you know, in new markets, you want to be able to define your market very broadly. It's not about having a very tight definition. You need tight definition around your customer, but not about what you're serving them. And you want to think first not about competitive strategy, not beating your competitors, but about generating demand. And oftentimes, competitors can be your best friend early on in a new market to educate the customer and take some of the risk out of that initial purchase decision.
Mm-hmm.
You want to think about scenarios, not plans. You really want to think about major assumptions that could go one way or another, and how is that going to affect how a business is going to pan out. You want to keep pricing flexible. You're going to learn a lot early on about how people use your product, how they value it,
and
so give yourself a little ability to
change. Embrace your mistakes, because you're going to make them, and maximize what you're going to learn out of those as much as possible. Capturing New Markets is the book. Stephen Wunker, W-U-N-K-E-R is how you spell his last name. Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back real soon.
My pleasure.
See you later. Stephen Wunker, folks, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.